Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is with us. He's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, all the way back to 1999. That means we've already had our 10-year anniversary with him. And he is our micropreneur expert. He's the author of a number of books on micropreneuring and being home-based and teleworking, and all those terms are somewhere in the title of the many books he's written on this topic. And he is our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Can we still get Safe at Home?
Safe at Home. The content is available on the website, as is much of the content from most of the books.
Can we still get teleworking and telecommuting?
We're going through the drill. Teleworking and telecommuting is out there. In fact, I don't know whether it's a badge of honor or, you know, otherwise, when you find your books now available on eBay. Because I set up Google Alerts, which is probably something people should do anyway for themselves or for their competitors. But with a Google Alert, you just set up to search certain keywords in Google, and it sends you an email every day. I found that Teleworking and Telecommuting by Jeff Zabar was available on eBay.
How much?
It was like a little over $3.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's actually a badge of honor, but here's the badge of ignominy. If the one that's not autographed is $3 and the one that is autographed is $2.50.
That's why I choose not to autograph.
Right.
I will only drag the value of the book down,
so
I apologize.
There you go.
That's my argument. I'm sticking to it.
Hey, yeah. Hey Jeff, let's peer over into 2010. We got a lot of folks out there there's no question that what's been going on for the last 2 years, especially in the last 12 months, has set back small businesses, especially the micropreneurs.
Right.
One of the things that you and I know very well is the capitalization of any startup comes from the personal assets and the personal credit of the founder.
Right.
Most of it, hopefully you got some customer revenue, but basically the real foundation of all this is your assets and your credit. And both of those things have taken a hit over the last 12 months or so.
Yeah, they've taken terrible hits because quite often the micropreneur often deals with other micropreneurs, although there are many, you know, myself included and yourself included, although you're not micro per se. You have been. But, you know, we might be vendors to Fortune 500s, Fortune 1000s, but we often are vendors to fellow micropreneurs and small business owners. So their tidings go, so go our own. And so it's something that we need to really stay atop of, sort of keep our finger of the pulse of business around us, you know, keep in touch with our clients. If you see them starting to slow down and payments, you know, going from 30, God willing, to 35 to 40 to 60 days, you know, say, hey, is there something going on? Do we need to work something out? Just let me know, because we don't want surprises, and you'd love to have your books cleaned up by year end. But, you know, these are things to keep in mind as you go into the new year. Although a lot of people are saying that things are going to turn, you know, you still got to keep your eye on the ball here and hope that the economy, if it turns or if it doesn't turn, that we're atop and ready for action.
Are you seeing, what is your perspective on the startup scenario, this recession recovery versus past ones?
We have seen, and I saw an article recently about this, how the very, very small business, in fact, the Office of Advocacy out of the Small Business Administration came out with a report recently talking about very small business. They don't call them home-based in there, but really, the people, the non-employers, I think they're called, the people who, like myself, are home-based business owners and my only employee for tax purposes, myself. You know, we've seen some growth in that market. I mean, a lot of them, as you know, operate under the radar, as they say. They don't incorporate, there's really no way for the federal government to follow them very closely, because often no tax return is filed until it's a Schedule C on the on the tax return on the 1040. But I've anecdotally and through a lot of the reading that I do, I've seen there's been some strong startup capacity and activity going up in the very small business, because I think that people coming out of this recession, and not that we're out of it, but as the lessons we've been in it long enough to learn some lessons, and I think that people are just fed up with being at the whim and fancy of an economy and an employer that they cannot control. Now, nobody can control the economy, of course, but, you know, when you're fearing the axe or the pink slip, you can say, and this is what I said years ago, although it wasn't for employment issues per se, or, you know, or fear of getting fired, but I can do this better myself. You know,
right.
If someone's going to fire me, it's going to be me,
right.
You know.
Right.
And so I think that we see a lot of people who are taking that attitude
and
saying,
well, plus it's just the unemployed. But the question to me is it seems to me that, what I've been saying for a while now is that we don't have the startup activity we haven't had in past recessions in recoveries because of the lack of assets available to pledge to your own personal lines of credit. Those have been diminished
right. Quite
a bit, and I think that's what's quite a bit different. And so I guess so here's the next step to me that I'm going to ask you about. It seems to me that if you are an established business, whether you're all by yourself. I mean, for a few years there, I was a party of one, as you say,
right. But
I had an established business.
Right.
I had customers and regular, you know, I was doing business every week, every month. But those that are established, with the lack of startups coming on, as I think that is what's going on. If you're already established, as this economy recovers, there's going to be less clutter out there for you.
Right.
I think the people who are in business, I think, Jeff, will be able to claim a bigger piece of the pie going forward. What do you think about that?
Well, you know what? That's an interesting perspective, and I think that this economy and the recession and coming out of it has really winnowed out the would-be's from the true entrepreneurs,
yeah.
And the people. Because it, as you know, and as your listeners know, if you are an entrepreneur, or even if you're an employee who thinks like an entrepreneur, you are a very different spirit and person.
Right.
than those, and there's nothing wrong with people who are employees at heart.
Right.
But to be an entrepreneur, I just gave a presentation last week to a bunch of editors and writers,
mm-hmm.
who are, you know, in that position of fearing for tomorrow. I'm like, look, don't make this leap if you don't got the guts for it.
Right.
You know, and I think that you're absolutely right that the ranks seem to have been thinned. Many people went out, got the business card with consultant on it, and then after a few months said, I can't do this.
Well,
I can't work alone.
That's because the revenue wasn't enough, and the other options, the credit, their own personal assets to pledge, were gone now and are diminished, and eventually you run out of capital. You run out of a business. Hey, Jeffrey, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're gonna talk a little bit more about 2010 with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. And don't forget to check to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jeffrey Zabar is with us. He is the Chief Home Officer. Jeffrey, how do we find you?
www.chiefhomeofficer.com, or you can go to @chiefhomeoffice, drop the R, on Twitter. And then I have a Chief Home Officer fan page over on Facebook.
Hey, do you have fans?
Well, does mom count?
yeah, of course.
There you go. So I have at least one. Well, I'm a fan of my own page, so I have
you
two.
You can always count on mom, can't you?
I can always count on mom.
Hey, Jeffrey, we're talking about what's going to look like coming down the pike 2010, especially for micropreneurs. The one of the things I think is still going to be a good thing for micropreneurs, Jeff, is the outsourcing angle.
Absolutely.
Because these companies, these bigger companies, they've laid a lot of people off, and I think they're going to be slow to rehire if they can get services from independent contractors. What do you think?
This was I've used the phrase recently in a couple of blog posts, and like a tale of two cities. Okay, where we have clients who are beating us up over price and saying, I can get writing for, you know, $30 an hour, $40 an hour, where Jeff Sabar has been used to charging $75, $100, $125, although I don't charge by the hour because I believe it diminishes my value. But the point being that, people tend to start to come back and beat you up on price. But I've also had a lot of new business opportunities coming along from firms that are, you know, that for whatever reason have marketing budgets left and are looking to you know, because not everyone has been slammed in this economy.
Right.
And so those that are smart enough to have lucky enough to have done well, or smart enough to have done well and smart enough to realize that they need to continue marketing, are turning to independent contractors like myself because I don't have the baggage, the overhead, the deep pockets. And
well,
they
can rent you.
They can rent me, and there's no benefits.
Yeah.
It's until the project is over, and then we either say sayonara or they say, okay, until next time. And so there's no long-term commitment, and that's a great thing. And even if you're a very small business, if you can't write, if you can't do graphic design, if you can't do web work, if you can't do computer work, you know, you can always bring in a consultant or a contractor to come in, do what needs to be done, and then cut a check, hopefully, and then see them on their way, but keep their number handy for the next time you need their
services.
That's right. I think there's a lot of that going on. And I think also one other thing, though, that we see going on with that is, you know, small businesses, and I'm sure, and I know it goes on in bigger businesses, but small businesses have this simpatico that goes on where they each know the other's sort of mindset and the need. So that it's not a barter, but it's definitely a strong referral concept that goes on between them all, you know. And it's really great when I'm working with a computer guy and he helps me out, and then, you know, 6 months later someone calls me, I need a computer guy, we'll go to Bob, he's a great computer dude, you know, or whatever.
We all do that, and
yeah,
that's absolutely right. What are some other things that you're seeing for the future?
Well, I'm seeing that, and I'm telling people to do a little bit more planning right now. December is a perfect time to do not, you know, all your year-end planning. You want to clean up your books. You want to collect, you know, whether they're stale, delinquent, whatever, or even current receivables. Tell the people you'd love to get them off the books before the end of the year, because I'm sure they would love to also if they're inclined to pay. You know, you got to become also your own CFO, and I mean chief futurist officer. Mm-hmm. You need to plan for tomorrow. You need to go as Gretzky used to say, don't go where the puck is, go where the puck will be, as we've alluded to in this conversation. Where will your business be tomorrow? Where will your clients be and your competitors not be? Look for those new areas of opportunity. Look for new potential clients, new
areas.
There
still are niches to be found. Every day I hear from someone who's carved a niche out of a niche that was carved out of another niche.
You know, it's interesting.
That's what's interesting, especially about the American economy. We keep finding niches.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look at what happened, and I liken it back to the iPhone, okay?
Yeah.
The iPhone comes along, and so it's a piece of hardware that is a phone, ostensibly a phone. But look at the apps community that's come up. There are 100,000 apps available for the iPhone.
Yep.
Look at the cottage, not even cottage, it's big businesses, but a lot of small businesses who have come out creating apps. Okay, that people either buy on iTunes or whatever the market is.
Well, they're doing it for the Droid, for the Google phone.
And now Droid
thing
has come along, and there's 15,000 apps now, and that's going to explode because competition came along. So these little subcultures and sort of a petri dish that explodes with new flora, it's really unbelievable how this occurs, and it's really something to follow. And our deal is to be carve our niche, be part of that environment, part of that culture that's growing. And so we need to keep our mind on that. We need to keep our eye on the ball, the puck, where it's going tomorrow. If you need to collaborate with folk, collaborate. If you need to read more, now's the time. The holiday season is a wonderful time to spend a little time, back off from work a little bit, read, find out where your business is going, talk to some people who you trust and see what they see going on. Even do your own research. Call on some of the SBA and find some of their research, the National Federation of Independent Business, and some of the others out there. Read their sites. See where they see things are going. Read the publications and trade pubs for your industry or your local business.
Or go to chiefhomeofficer.com.
Or go to chiefhomeofficer.com
and see how to
pull it all together. That's a perfect inclusion there.
Hey, Jeff, I got to wrap it up. Hope you guys have a great holiday.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you for being
here,
to you and your family, and thank you for another great year with us.
It's been great, as always. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me a part of your family.
We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Sabar, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Going to be right back after these messages. A lot more to come. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.